If I may, ma'am, are the nine justices on the Supreme Court, are the nine justices going to hell?
I have no objective indicator otherwise. The default for mankind is hell, unless you bring forth fruits meet for repentance. The assumption is that you will end up in hell when you quit your life on this earth. There is a duty of every human to bring forth fruit meet for repentance. I have seen no evidence of that in a single leader in this nation.
So the justices are going to hell? The president's going to hell?
Absolutely, on the president. That's a big 10-4. I already answered on the justices. The president is going to be king of the world before this is all said and done, and he is most likely the beast spoken of in the Revelation.
Post Hub Dot Info presents The Jimmy Young Luke Show.
Tonight's guest,
Owen, Johnny, and Kian. All the stuff you want to hear in a podcast.
And now,
please welcome Jimmy and Luke. Take one.
That's
la 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 la. Ha ha. Jimmy's not here, so he can't stop me. Welcome to episode 130. He'll be here soon. 130, 129, 130, I don't even know. Owen's here, Dean's here, Jimmy will be here soon. Yay! Welcome to the Jimmy and Luke Show. I'm joined today by Owen.
I want to put in my new nickname.
Okay.
Okay. But seeing as how Jimmy and Luke have play on their own names,
yes,
I decided to have play on my name, Owen.
Yeah.
So, it's not very good, but Han, right? Like Chinese Han.
Han. This is episode 130, by the way. I just checked. Han.
Han.
No. Owen's just fine.
No, I want a nickname.
You know what?
I know. I said like an episode.
I'll just say my name in Japanese. Dean.
We used to at the beginning of the show. We used to just give everyone except for Jimmy and Luke had a nickname where we just took their name and put an O at the end. So it was Dino. We started off with Dino, and then
Dino sounds good.
It was Dino, and then Kino.
It's like dinosaur.
Dino and Kino, and like Michelo and John. We never did Michelo.
No, Michael's name is Michelangelo.
No, that's stupid.
Oh, okay, Jimmy, Luke, Dino. I actually like Dino now. Michelangelo.
No, now it's just
I want
Johnny.
I deserve a nickname.
Oh no.
Onios.
No, Han.
Fine.
No, that's a shit name.
You should listen to the live episode we did. Michael read all of the bios of all the people on the show off of the website. He read them out in his beautiful voice.
Wait, do I have a bio?
You do,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, do I?
What?
You do.
Do I have one?
Yeah, everyone has one.
What's my bio?
I don't know. It's just like, Owen is awesome. He's something, something. He's something, something. He's great. Owen. The picture of Owen. Well, a
picture of my bits.
Illustration of Owen.
Yeah.
Cannot find picture of Owen. Just an image loading.
Yeah, or like a big one of those big eggs.
No, what you do is you get an image of image loading,
and then
you put it up. Because I remember someone who done that on TeamSpeak one time, and then someone was like, "Wait, what's your image?" And it's image, and he said, "It's image loading." He's like, "Yeah, I know that. What is it?"
Yesterday I used Office Lens to scan the list of everybody in the year, so I have that for my personal records now. So if I need to look up anybody on the internet, I can just look at this list.
I'm trying to take it down.
It's pretty
good name.
Great.
This episode is dedicated to finding a good nickname for me.
There you go.
Patrick Cupboard.
No, don't say his name. In my Patrick Wardrobe.
Oh, sorry, Patrick Wardrobe.
So the title of this episode, by the way, is going to be Finding Owen's Nickname.
No, Finding Owen.
It'll be probably Finding Han.
Finding Han.
That'll probably be what it is, so yeah.
Well, fine, I'll settle with Han. I'm sure I'm stick.
Look, we got the Mission Impossible 5 cast back together. Ving Rhames.
How many are they making?
Oh, this is the fifth one. What? So we got.
Are they filming the last one? Or
no, what? I'm sure they're going to keep making them.
Why?
I love them.
In all of them.
I love the Mission Impossible movies.
In every single Mission Impossible movie, what's the word for it? He is disavowed.
Yeah. Well, what else are they going to do? But I think Ghost Protocol is so great. But Ving Rhames wasn't in it, and he's back now, along with Simon Pegg and Jeremy Renner.
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
I got a question, though. How can you actually see me draw from the distance you sit from me?
I don't sit very far from you.
Yeah, but, like, it's just the angle. How can you see that?
Because you draw like this.
Judge,
I sit over here.
That does depend what I'm drawing.
Anyway, no, this episode is, remember, this episode is dedicated to finding Han.
All right, great.
Okay, I think we've already found it.
I'm so excited.
Well, maybe it could be Solo. Like Han Solo, I don't know. Edit that out. I don't like that.
No, I don't edit anything out. The only things I edit out is if somebody says a very, very rude word. If someone gives out somebody's full name, or
like Patrick Wardrobe,
like a phone number or something. That's about all I'll ever edit
out.
What
about 0866666666? That is an actual phone number.
I'm sure it is, but it's...
And I've actually phoned it, and it goes to a guy called Graham.
All right. I'll tell you this. I don't know... Have I told this story
Shout
before?
Shout out to Graham with his office.
I don't know if I've ever told this story before. I think I have. About a year ago, there was a... on Fair City, there was a...
Oh, God.
There was a picture in the RTE Guide, right, of Leo looking at this notice board in the community center, and there was an ad saying, like, guitar for sale, and it had a phone number on it, right?
Well, what was the great reflection?
Okay. It said ad for sale, and it had his phone number on it, right?
And you called the number, I remember.
And I called... Oh, you do remember. Do you really? Well, anyway, I called the number, and the person said, hello, and I said, hi.
It was a woman, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a woman. I said, I saw this number on Fair City. I was interested as to whom this belongs to. And she said, well, I actually work on Fair City. At least I did. And I said, oh, well, thank you. Goodbye.
That was a great conversation, wasn't it?
It really was.
Yeah.
I would have tried to keep the conversation going.
That's that putty thing, like.
Putty eraser. A special rubber.
My tweet anniversary is this week.
I'm on Twitter, but I think I deleted it on my post.
Well, my tweet anniversary is this week. This week marks the sixth or seventh anniversary of me being on Twitter. 6 years. That's a long time.
Twitter's been around that long?
Yeah, I'm one of the first 0.01% of people on Twitter. They tell me that. They say, you were one of the first 0.01% of people to join Twitter. And I'm very proud. I'm really proud of that. I have over...
saying that I'm one of the world's youngest coders, one of the world's best gamers.
No. This means I came really early to Twitter, and if I'd invested in Twitter, I would have made a lot of money. Although, you can't invest in Twitter.
Actually, funny enough...
Twitter's not a public company.
My granddad told me this, is when Aircon first set up, they offered them to buy shares. He bought shares. They went down, and now they went up in price, and then the shares are worth
what was What company was this?
Why did Facebook Facebook sell shares? That was his point.
Yeah, and because...
Facebook shares sell off for $256 a piece.
Because Bono had...
When Facebook first started off,
They were
$93 a share.
No, they only started selling shares a couple of years after they were made.
No, they started selling shares in May 2012. May the 16th, 2012.
Shares are on sale online on a certain day.
Oh, God,
But you can buy them at Walmart.
I know that what happened is that when they started selling shares back in May 2012, I know that Bono had bought so many shares at the beginning, or he invested so much money in them, that when they made the company public, he got like $5 billion in his bank account. So.
Sure. I was watching that thing on you know that show dedicated to the 90s on TV where they are countdown from the 90s
not really.
Well, basically they were saying everything that happened in the 90s.
All right.
And one of the things was the kickoff of the internet.
Yeah.
Companies back then, I remember some guy saying that he had set up a company online. The shares were $1 a share originally.
Yeah.
And in one day, $93 a share, and he was already worth $4.3 billion in one day.
Huh.
And then his company went bankrupt because although that's how much your company's worth, you're not actually worth that.
Yeah.
Because that's all your company's worth, and then it got shut down eventually. And his shares went down to $1 a piece.
Yeah.
That's
fun.
But you know what's a fun game?
Spin the phone.
No, but actually this phone does spin very well, but stacking phones.
Oh, that's not fun. Why would anyone want to do that?
I always do that in my house.
No, I'll tell you what's fun. It's
like Jenga.
Since I got a front-facing camera, I love doing doing this. No. Selfies are boring. Like this.
What is the video of Bay?
Exactly. You know what? I've never actually tried that before.
Look, look, let's have a look. That's actually pretty cool.
Pretty funny, actually.
I love that. That's great.
I've actually never tried to spin my phone before.
Careful. Hello.
I'm taking off such a good idea. Just be careful.
Yeah.
It doesn't spin. I can't actually use my phone like this. I'm so used to the bulky case.
Don't touch the screen.
It's so thin though.
Yeah, you don't want the screen to get dirty.
Look at this one. Look at this one. This should be good. Okay, like.
But look, can you see the difference in the screen that's there and the actual screen?
That's actually awesome. Look at this. Look at this. Right, look. Look, watch. That's pretty cool. That's actually a great video. I'm gonna. What I'm gonna do with that?
The closing to Twitter.
Oh, wait. For fuck's sake, this case keeps breaking. I need another one.
My eyes keep breaking.
These little clips here, they're just so thin that they'll just snap eventually. That one's gone now. But I think the thing is, the rubber case might just hold it together.
So I've updated my Pit Strip.
Not on the album art.
Alright.
That's too much work.
I mean, I have to use the one I made already.
I can't, because it's... I can't manipulate it to do what I want.
By the way, I'm going to be doing a tiny storm again. Any ideas for what I should have?
What's that raffle ticket for?
It's not a raffle ticket. Shop. You never got lunch from the shop.
That's a raffle ticket, so...
It's not a raffle ticket.
Well, when you buy a book of those, they're raffle tickets, and I have a book of them at home.
No, it's a... John, do you ever go to a bakery and you take a number?
Yeah, but they don't use, raffle tickets. They have customized, white ones.
I was asleep by day.
You were asleep till 11.
What you count as the deep net as such.
Oh, the onion router.
Yeah, you know what it is now, but Tor is the actual thing you use, right?
Yeah, the onion router.
This was my old IP up here, right? That's my new one. But that one got banned off Google Play. And then Google discovered I was using Tor, and they banned that IP as well. But what Google are idiots, they forgot that if you have a hashtag at the beginning of any code, chances are bad.
1, 2.
Or a start.
What are you doing?
1, 2.
What are you doing?
1, 2. 1, 2. It's basically like a feedback generator. It's a spy earphone, right? So you're you plug your headphones into it and then it amplifies everything. But if you turn it on without plugging headphones in, it just gives you a shiz ton of feedback. Sorry.
That is highly annoying.
I know, sorry. Hello?
Where's my bag?
1, 2. Anyway, that's a fun app. I love that.
You should host a competition.
What would the prize be?
I don't know.
I'm not posting things. No one is ever going to enter a competition that we have. No one listens to this podcast.
So you make it every week?
It's a ghost podcast. There are no listeners.
Wait, I'm sure someone, at least one person.
There are a couple people who liked our Facebook page and then followed us on Twitter. And then their Tumblr. So those people may or may not listen to the podcast.
Are you able to tell if people listen to your podcast?
What?
Are you able to tell if people listen to your podcast?
There's a number they give me of people who download every episode. And it's usually three. One of whom is me. one of whom I think is Michael.
Oh my god!
And one of whom might be James. I don't think James doesn't actively download it, but he says that it like automatically downloads.
I listen to it on my phone.
Alright, well then in that case, the third downloader must be a stranger.
Oh, thank you for listening.
They're never going to contact us, though.
Chat. Everyone in town to... another way you have to get your phone unlocked. One way to do it, you have a file editor on your phone.
Did I ever tell you, Dean, I paid 45 euro to have this unlocked over the summer.
What? 45?
45 euro to have it unlocked. It's like the most expensive unlocking imaginable.
What? Why did you pay
45 euro?
You had a sponsor 20 in town.
I paid 45 euro to get the codes to get it unlocked so I can use it on Meteor.
Did you know there's such a thing as called Googling it?
No, I did. I did, and I was informed that there was no... I spent weeks researching it. It said the only way to get this phone unlocked...
I guarantee you, I'll go home and I'll Google it and I'll find it.
You try, but you're not going to be able to.
You can get it unlocked for 20 euros.
What's the exact model of your phone?
What?
Lumia 820. Nokia Lumia 820. And the network it was on was EE, because it was given to me by my uncle, who was in England, right? And he gave it to me for free. So it was a free phone.
How's
so
that spell Lumia?
L-U-M-I-A.
L-U-M-I-A.
820.
820.
Yeah.
I guarantee you...
I bet you won't be able to... I guarantee you won't.
You won't. Babe.
You won't.
Have you ever tried searching properly?
Yeah.
No.
I did. I asked my...
You say it was on an English network.
Yeah, it was on an English network.
On an English network.
That's why it was so expensive.
It does.
It's like saying that the iPhone only has a certain way of being unlocked. That's untrue. It's the same with these Samsung.
Samsungs are easier to unlock.
Yeah, they are. I went on all sorts of...
They are.
I went on all sorts of websites with people like, you know, crazy, hackery people who were like, there is literally no way. You can either ask the network or you can get one of these guys to give you a 20-digit code to unlock it. And the cheapest I could get for that unlocking was from, like, Carlo, the cheapest reliable service. And it was 45 euro. And the phone was free, right? The phone's worth 180 euro. So for... 45 euro to get it unlocked for a free phone wasn't too bad, so I paid it willingly, and now I can use it great.
Yes.
And Samsung's, this one, I only use this one as a podcast recorder.
Samsung's and HTC's are easier to unlock.
Let's see, watch. The one way I would be able to do it, there's several ways I could do it manually. One way is me to actually go in and edit this actual file that I'm actually in.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can do that on my computer.
Can you do that on Windows Phone?
I'm pretty sure. Like I said, Windows Phone, HTC and Samsung are the easiest phones to unlock.
Yeah.
HTC even built some of their newer models of phone to be unlocked. And rooted and shit like that. And Samsung, no. I think HTC are easily... unlocked, and then what is it? Samsung made them easy to root or something.
Alright.
Samsungs are extremely easy to root. All you have to have is developer options open. You go in, you download a program called Odin on your computer, and then you just use that and roots it for you.
Yeah, this phone is all that shit on.
I do not want to root my phone tablet.
What's
Johnny's strangest option I've ever seen. That's a boundaries layout.
Hey Johnny, how are you?
How are you, Johnny?
I don't know.
And this one's a bit cooler.
Okay.
So this show, you know the way sometimes you wonder if your screen's out of sync or something?
No, never.
Never.
Because Windows Phone don't go out of sync.
Or my tablet.
Yeah.
I just found it kind of funny.
And this phone never went out of sync either. This is the shittiest phone ever in the world, so...
I don't see why you'd need that, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I think what we've learned today is that Samsung sucks.
Big, dirty horse cock.
Or, if you're ever just curious, you can actually add a dot to where your finger is.
Yeah, I do that.
Great.
Yeah, so cool.
Sounds like fun.
Can't wait to root my phone.
Stuff off your phone, you know, let's say you're recording your screen on your phone, that actually comes in handy.
Yeah. Well, I am. But you don't have this office lens.
Yeah, bitch.
Office lens.
Yeah, bitch. Office lens.
I'll show you office lens.
Oh, yeah, Snapchat.
Office lens is the best fucking thing in the whole world, right? So here you go.
Any phone will be one.
I don't know if this will work or not.
What are you doing?
No, it doesn't work. I'm trying to get office lens. I want to get an example of office.
And by the way, these have the best camera ever as well.
Thank you.
This writing used to be too small to read. With the HDR photos, you can zoom right in.
That's, oh, that's so cool. So cool, right? I want your films again. What? I want your films again.
Raw data photo.
I'm sorry. It's fine. I'm sorry. As long as you don't bring them to Switzerland. Oh, spoiler alert! I gave away the foreign country. It was supposed to be a surprise.
Why?
You can just come to me, dude.
No, I don't. I don't like editing it.
A foreign country.
Okay, here we go. Office lens.
You don't like it anymore.
Don't like what?
You said you don't like it anymore. I said you're gonna. You could just cut that. And you said I don't like it anymore.
Oh, I don't like cutting stuff anymore.
Oh yeah,
you. So you just ruined the whole thing.
Yeah.
You have to take it with a special thing. My camera doesn't need to, right?
It's not a special thing. It's automatic.
It doesn't even need to, right? That's just a normal photo.
Yeah.
My camera automatically prepares any text.
It installs it out of the
way. Yeah, it does it automatic, right?
Yeah, but you have to use Office.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I'll show you.
That's an that automatically clears up.
Look,
any
there
text.
You go. Yeah, look. Look, there you go.
Can't read it, look.
And look.
And you can read it fine.
And look, this has an automatic look. This is a button that you press here, right? You go in here, and if you're connected to the internet, you can just scan any text and translate it to another language, and it'll just hover over it.
Yeah,
but it's not, like, it's not there.
You can't do that anyways.
And then you've got your, like, Shazam thing.
Yeah.
Jimmy and Luke show. Nah, that doesn't work.
It doesn't make a difference. If you type a text in any language, it's just going to be wrong.
We have Bing podcasts as well, which we're not on apparently.
I'll have to get shit up anyway, trust me.
Well, I've read really good things about it online.
No,
yes. Yeah, of course it does.
So it's the Owen and Luke show that have all these on.
No, I have your show. I got
a big thing. I've seen an awful option. A night option. I would say sports option as well. A Panorama. I don't think you have that one to be raised.
Maybe not.
Yeah,
but
like Anthony Fresnillo. Hell yeah.
Wait, I'll show you the.
That one's actually interesting. You take five photos, for instance, anyone that's from the background, they walk in the
background. Yeah, I'll tell you what,
we have that as well.
Flappy Bird.
Of course I have Flappy Bird.
The original app.
Oh, well, I don't have it because I deleted it, but.
A drum machine.
I could have it.
I think that's one thing we also don't have.
Look at this video.
Johnny, break it out the next.
Johnny, look at this video. Look.
You like the sound shot?
Oh, I remember.
I did this like 10 seconds ago, so you couldn't.
Best face.
Oh. Key and watch this.
It looks like that one.
I find this a bit stupid. It comes up with best face and then best photo. It's just basically the same thing. So it just seems like it's good. Oh, yeah, and then the beautiful
face.
Some of these are just pointless.
Look over the camera. Here.
You're not coming to channel, are you?
No, it's just me and high
five. Oh no, now it's just me.
So when I take a photo of everyone, they take them in the HDR photo.
Look.
Oh, I saw the chair.
Yeah. Oh. James, look.
This episode is sponsored by. Well, what was the name of the place that was above the. That brothel that was above the.
Pure Skill.
Okay, yeah, Pure Skill Brothel.
Now, what are you talking about?
The. Remember the brothel they found by the docks recently?
No.
The old Bentley or something.
Don't go slandering people.
What? I mean, there was a brothel.
You can be sued for. People capable of having brothels above their
there was a brothel though.
No, it's we don't know that for sure.
Pure Skill has a meth lab.
We're not going to be sued for libel, so
Pure Skill has a meth lab.
No, stop saying these things. Pure Skill do not have a meth lab. That is the controversial opinion of Owen here.
I swear.
That does not represent the views of the Jimmy and Luke show as a whole.
No, I swear.
These do not represent the views of the podcast as a whole. These do not represent the views of a podcast as a whole.
Just want to know how to make quick money. It's okay. We understand.
Use the ads on your website.
Kian.
Okay, I'm going to go through all the nicknames again so everyone's clear.
Choose wisely.
What do you mean? No, all the real nicknames. Okay, we have our host, which is Jimmy. I don't know why I'm pointing because you guys can see it. Jimmy and Luke, which is the guy beside me. And then we have me, who is Han. Then we have Dino, or Dino, Dio. And then what's Johnny's name?
Johnny
with an E. And then we have Ian.
Johnny doesn't have a nickname.
Okay, anyway, my nickname is Han, that's the important thing.
Alright. Oh yeah, we used to. Tomas was on it a bunch before, and we called him Tomato Sauce.
Wait, that actually fits Johnny's nickname. Can I join it?
How come you can't put that creative mind in thinking of a good nickname for me?
What?
What do we have first? Crunch.
Frosty.
Why can't French people just learn English?
Well, yeah.
Why can't everyone just learn English?
That's so racist.
How long the video is for?
I never turn on Bluetooth. I should do it more often.
Heisenberg.
That's this.
What is Heisenberg anyway?
I know it's a pseudonym of Walter White.
I know, but I can actually mean something.
No, he's just like, I come up with a cool name for when I'm doing math, and he comes up with Heisenberg.
I thought it actually meant something.
Is there seriously no one in this massive room with a Bluetooth connection?
Oh, okay, that's on
me. They're not my Bluetooth, I guess.
I'm going to send a random person, Mademoiselle Fifi.
Mademoiselle Fifi.
Mademoiselle Fifi. There's no one in the whole room, that's unbelievable. Somebody turn their godforsaken Bluetooth on.
It just turned out. It's
I mean, back a couple of years ago, I was in Venice. Wherever I went, there was Bluetooth.
Do not have
Bluetooth. Oh, there's somebody here.
You should always take the restrictions. So what you do is you say, I want you to do it now.
You look like your other.
And then you say, all right, I know that.
All right, this is sending to A's. Battel A's.
Waiting.
Yeah, when I was in Venice, I would have turned my Bluetooth on, and like Steve McQueen's Bluetooth would have been on too. I could have sent him all sorts of crazy pictures. I probably sent him a picture of Michael Fassbender. He was like, I want to use him in my films.
You'll do really well at the first time you play it.
That would be so funny.
It would be, yeah.
I would love to take responsibility for Kelly as a Slave being conceived. Like, I would love to be responsible for that.
Egoistic dreams are often very funny.
Yes. Yeah, so Egg isn't taking my, photo. Mademoiselle Fifi.
Mademoiselle Fifi.
Mademoiselle Fifi. I was locked out of my house yesterday.
Quite work.
Really? My mama dearest. Alright, thank you for listening to this episode of the Jimmy and Luke Show. It's 130. We're back next week with 131. Live from Switzerland. Possibly. Briefly. Partially pre-recorded in Switzerland. Thank you for listening. Nice to Owen, Han, nice to Dino, Johnny, Jimmy, Ian. Goodbye.
I'm going to go to the hospital.